This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Jeffrey Waters, W-A-T-T-E-R-S, Waters, first name Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. His date of birth is February 7, 1987. Patient's info, Dr. Sears. New pair of DA, Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. Mr. Walters is a 37-year-old male who comes here today with history of low hemoglobin. New paragraph. Patient does not smoke anymore. He used to drink heavily 15 years ago, but he has stopped since. No drugs. Patient is here for pancytopenia. History of present illness. He was diagnosed to have cirrhosis of the liver in 2016. He also had esophageal varices, which were banded. Patient had bleeding ulcers in the past. The patient today presents with a recent CBC showing a WBC count of 1.8, hemoglobin 8.3, hematocrit 28.2, and platelet 35,000. His liver enzymes are elevated also. Serum iron was 24. It should be 59 to 158. He had a CBC in middle of the December, which showed a WBC count of 2.2. Hemoglobin then was 7.6. And his platelet count then was 26. So all counts has improved since. All the counts has improved since. In 2022, WBC count used to be normal at 5.1. Hemoglobin used to be 8.7. Platelet were 48,000. New paragraph. Physical exam, very pleasant. 37-year-old male, 6 feet tall, weighing 164. Blood pressure 127/80. Eyes ENT showed paler, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, spleen palpable, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, pancytopenia. Diagnosis 2, cirrhosis of liver with hypersplenism. Diagnosis 3, mild iron deficiency. Now being supplemented, new paragraph recommendations. I advise the patient to continue iron and have a CBC rechecked in 2 weeks. Hopefully hemoglobin will be improved then. Also gave him a B12 shot, and we'll see how his hemoglobin improves. I also advise him to see if he could explore liver transplant. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Jeffrey Walters. W-A-T-T-E-R-S, Waters, Jeffrey. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.